letting yourself get nice and cozy now, tucked in soft and safe. Knowing that there's nothing to do right now, no one's needing anything, just the gentle sound of your breath in and out. You might notice how your shoulders begin to soften, or how your arms feel heavier in the nicest way. Your body settles down. Like a pebble finding its place at the bottom of a quiet stream. Some people find it helpful to notice the air on their face, the way the bed supports their body. Or how each breath out feels a little softer than the one before. This is your time, a space where your mind can wander, your body can rest, and your thoughts can float like leaves in the breeze. Now imagining something gentle and peaceful just beginning to appear in your mind. A soft silver staircase made of clouds. Each step is light and fluffy, almost like marshmallow or mist. And these steps don't lead up, they lead gently down. Down into calm, down into quiet, down into a place where your thoughts can slow and your body can rest. At the top, you take a slow breath and place your foot on the first cloud step. Step one, noticing your breath in and out. You're already starting to feel just a little softer inside. Step two, your shoulders drop slightly, like you're setting down something heavy that you didn't know that you were carrying. Step three, the muscles in your face relax, your jaw, your eyes, cheeks all calm now. You feel the quiet starting to spread through your arm, right down to your fingers. Step five, your thoughts feel lighter, like feathers gently drifting past. With each step you take, you feel more ready to imagine something new, more ready to gently practice being the version of yourself, who already knows what to do. Now imagine your cloud slowly lowers you into a peaceful morning path. The light is golden and everything feels still. You hear the soft crunch of earth beneath your feet, kind of path that feels safe to walk. This is the place where change begins. Up ahead, you see something beautiful. A river, calm and flowing. And by the river, there are two trees. One is tall, strong and wide, with big roots. Other is smaller, little close to the ground. And even though they're different, you can tell that they belong together. Tall tree has been growing here for a long time, watching the seasons pass, standing steady in storms, always offering shade and shelter. Smaller tree, it's newer, still learning how to stretch its branches and trust its own roots. It leans towards the tall tree. Sometimes, and that's okay, but it also begins to reach out on its own to the sun, the sky, the space around it. They don't pull away from each other. They grow together. And even though the smaller tree sometimes feels unsure, its roots are already learning. The ground, it's stronger than it looks. And if you listened closely, you might even see, hear the tall tree whispering, "You've got this. I'll be here." And you can grow in your own time. Because even the tallest trees were once small. And even the smallest trees can one day give shade to someone else. Now imagining a school morning going just how you'd like it. Starts at home. Maybe there's breakfast. You walk with your parents or carers towards school. And they are calm too. They believe in you. And even if your tummy feels a little nervous, your feet keep moving forward. You reach the school gates, the moment where it usually feels hardest. But this time you imagine something different. You picture your face. What would your face look like if you felt a little more ready? Maybe your eyes look focused, your mouth relaxed. Maybe, just maybe, a soft smile shows up without even trying. You imagine your hand loosening its grip on theirs. Because you're pushing them away. Because you know that they'll still be there. And now, ready to walk in. One step, then another. Imagining yourself walking into school. Your bag feels lighter. Your thoughts are quieter. Your whole body feels like it's standing just a little taller. And as you walk, you picture the small tree growing beside the big one, still connected, still close, but reaching higher all the time. Now, imagining it's been a few mornings like this. You've been walking into school with a little more ease. People are starting to notice. Parents watch you from the gate, and they smile, not out of habit, but because something is different. They see your confidence, your quiet bravery, the way you walk in with your chin up. Maybe your teachers notice too, because you can feel it too. A classmate might wave, someone invites you to play, and this time you say yes. You're still you, but something has shifted. And now you're starting to believe in that shift too. You might not feel confident every day, and that's okay. But deep down, you know you've done it before, and you can do it again. Because the roots are growing, your branches are reaching, and you are no longer stuck in fear. You are becoming the version of yourself that was always waiting inside. And begin to settle back beneath your covers. The morning path fading into the stars above you. The two trees gently swaying by the river in your memories. You carry their calm with you. The stillness of the leaves. The quiet strength in your chest. Don't have to figure it out all tonight. Your mind can rest now. Your body can sleep. And tomorrow, or maybe the next day, carry something new with you. Something that was already growing. Even while you sleep. So now let your breathing stay soft. Let your thoughts drift like clouds. And let your mind quieten, just letting yourself rest. Knowing that you will sleep deeply, dream sweetly, all night through, just feeling recharged and refreshed and re-energized when you awaken, with a spring in your step and a smile on your face in the morning. But for now, you'll dream sweetly, sleep deeply, all night through.